We continue today with lesson number 13 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. We're continuing in the fourth perek today with Mishnah 4 and Mishnah 5. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, and Mishnah Hey. We've been learning about various takonos, various newly instituted decrees, which usually were instituted for the benefit of society, the benefit of the economy, etc. Many of them were instituted by Rabbi Gamliel HaZoken. One we learned about, Prusbul, was instituted by Hillel HaZoken. Now we're going to learn other takonos related to the laws of an Eved Knani. As you know, if a Jew purchases a non-Jew as a slave, then that Eved undergoes certain procedures. He has a bris milah, he goes to the mikveh, and he becomes a Jew to some extent. He's mechuyav in mitzvos ki isha. He's obligated in the same mitzvos that a woman is obligated in. If he's freed, then he becomes a full-fledged convert, a ger tzedek, and he's a Jew like any other Jew. That's a simplistic summary of the basic parameters of the concept of an Eved Knani, a Canaanite slave. Eved shenishba ufedouhu. A slave who was captured by a roving army. Army is wandering about, and they see this fellow working in the fields, and they take him, they kidnap him. He belongs to Reuven, but the army now has him. Ufedou, and along comes someone else, Shimon, and Shimon redeems him from the army. Shimon says, I'd like this fellow back, here's $1,000, take the kish, I'm taking the Eved away. There's a discussion in the Gemara here, but we will follow when explaining this Mishnah, the opinion of Rava. And that is that Reuven, the first master, gave up. He saw his slave being taken away by soldiers. He figured, that's it. He's lost to me. So he was nisya'esh. He gave up. He despaired of ever getting this Eved back. And now Shimon comes along, and Shimon redeems him from the army. So the Mishnah says, Im l'shum Eved, if Shimon saw a chance to purchase an Eved. So he went to the soldiers and said, give me this fellow, here's $1,000, I'm taking him, making him my slave. Yishtavet, so indeed, he can remain the slave of the person who redeemed him. He does not revert to the first master, to Reuven, because Reuven was nishyayish. Reuven gave up on him. As far as Reuven's concerned, his ownership is out the window. Shimon purchased him, in effect, from the soldiers, so Shimon gets to keep him as an Eved. However, im lishum ben chorin, if Shimon redeemed him, because, oh, this poor fellow, he's a halbayid, he's a halfway a Jew. I don't want him to be taken away by this army. I'll redeem him. He goes over to soldiers, plunks down money, and he takes him to free him. Now you're free. Lo yishtapet. In such a situation, this Eved does not serve either master. He doesn't serve the first master, Reuven, because Reuven was pronounced yeyush. He despaired of it. He gave up his rights to this Eved. He doesn't belong to Shimon, because Shimon freed him. Shimon redeemed him, l'shem ben chorin. Along comes Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel and says otherwise. Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel omer, benkach u benkach, whether Shimon, in our example, redeemed him l'shem Eved, or redeemed him l'shem ben chorin, yishtabed, he goes back to the first master. Aye, the first master was nishayish. This is a takona. A takona, because we're concerned, every Eved Kanani, if he wants to be free, so every time the army comes down the highway, he'll run and throw himself upon the mercy of the army. The army will take him away, and that way he'll be somehow or other freed from the bondage to his first master, Reuven. and we want to protect the monetary rights that Reuven has over this Eved Kanani. So therefore, if such a scenario happens that the Eved is taken by the troops and he is redeemed by another, even though his master has given up ever finding him again, nevertheless he reverts to the first master. But if the second fellow, Shimon, redeemed him l'shem Eved, then the first master must pay the second fellow, Shimon, the money that he spent. Because after all, he spent money freeing the slave. So the slave's coming back to me. I've got to pay this guy who saved him. However, if Shimon was poda the Eved l'shem ben Chorin, the takana here is he does not go ben Chorin. He does not go free. But Shimon has no right to come back to me, the first owner, Reuven, and demand the money because you gave the money, you were mafka the money, you gave the money to the soldiers, goodbye money. So this is at least one approach in the Rishonim to understanding this particular Mishnah. And the takana of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mishnah continues with a different scenario entirely about an Eved Knani. Eved sha'aso rabo apotaki la'achirim. I have an Eved Knani, and I want to borrow money from you. I come over to you and say, I need $1,000. And look, I have an Eved Knani here. You know what? If I don't pay you by such and such a time, the Eved is yours. Po tehe koi. This Eved is my guarantee. I'm obligating, I'm being mishabed. I'm obligating this Eved to the payment of my debt. This Eved will be your payment. Apotaki is a Greek word, which means an obligation, mortgage, shibud. It's a contraction, the Gemara says, of the words po tehe koi. Here's where you stand. You want money back from me? Take and keep this Eved. All right? So now I owe you money. I have an Eved Knani. If I don't pay you cash, you're going to be able to take this Eved. So I go and I free the Eved. V'shichrero. I free the Eved. Shuras hadin ein ho Eved chayev klum. If we just look at the letter of the law, shuras hadin, the Eved owes you, Mr. Malveh, the lender, nothing. Because of the principle that states, shichrur mafkia midei shibud. The power of freeing a slave preempts whatever obligation you have upon my slave. My slave is my property. You have an obligation to take some of my property. If I pronounce the Eved free, that breaks asunder that whole obligation. However, this can create havoc in the economy of those times. So therefore, Elo mipnei tikkun ha'olam. In order to benefit society, in order so that the malveh cannot go over, the lender cannot go over to this Eved who's now a free man and tell them, hey, you're mine. Come and work for me. Come and be my slave because you are my apotaki. So therefore we do the following. Kofin es rabo. We force the malveh, the lender, v'ose oso ben chorin. The malveh frees the Eved from any ownership that he might have had over the Eved. After all, was entitled to collect this Eved in payment for the debt that was owed to him. He now cancels that. I have no claim upon you. You're a free man. However, the Eved must pay for himself. He's now a free person. And he is, in a sense, he is property, or was property, owed to the malveh. So the Eved must buy his freedom. So therefore, v'chosev, the Eved writes a document to the malveh, to the lender, shtor al domov. A shtar, a contract which says, let's say I'm worth $1,000, I the slave, I'm worth $1,000. You lent my former master $1,500, well, then I'm going to promise you $1,000, which is my value. The other $500 go back to my former owner. If you, the lender, lent my master $500 and I'm worth $1,000, so then all I have to do is write a shtar for the $500 and pay it out over time. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, the Eved pays out the loan his value, that portion of the loan, and in that way achieves his total freedom. So it was the Takona, original Takona, Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel comes along and says, no, Eino Kosev Elo Mishachrer, that the Mishachrer, the master of this Eved, he's the one who has to write a shtar to the Malve for the balance of the Chov. Because when I, the borrower, freed my slave, I was damaging your, the lender's, shibud. You have an obligation, and that obligation upon me. I owe you something. You have a right to collect from me. You have a right to collect my eved from me. I ruined your right because I freed this eved. So I am what is called a mazik shibudo shel chavero. I am damaging your shibud. You don't own anything, but you have a right to collect. And I'm interfering, intervening. I'm blockading your right to collect. I'm mazik your shibud. And I have to pay you. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, ha-mazik shibudo shel chavero is chayev. So the eved is stock free. And as far as the loan, I've got to pay you whatever the loan was for. I've got to pay you because I damaged your ability to use this eved by freeing this eved. Complicated sugi in the Gemara, but we've tried to give you the simplest version of how to understand this Mishnah. Mishnah Hay continues with the concept of an Eved Kanani with a little spin, a little twist. If two of us own an Eved, me, Reuven, and you, Shimon, together we purchased an Eved on the Eved market. And now we own this Eved Kanani, 50% of it is mine, 50% of it is yours. And suppose I go and free my half of the Eved, and you say, no, I don't want to free him. I paid good money for him. I need this Eved. So now we have a person who has this mixed status. He is Mishe Chetzio Eved. Part of him, half of him, is still a slave. V'chetzio ben Chorin, and the other half is free. So what does he do? So Beis Hillel originally said, look, Oved es Rabo Yomechot, V'yesatzmo Yomechot. If, for example, I am the master who did not free him, and you are the master who did free him. So I did not free him. So on Sundays and Tuesdays and Thursdays, he works for me. And on Monday and Wednesday and Friday, he works for himself, because he's a free man. Half of him is a free man. Oved es Rabo Yomechot, he works for his master who owns half of him for a day. The next day he works for himself. Yes, atzmo mimechot, direi Beis Hillel. This is Beis Hillel's original opinion. Omru lohem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said, Tikantem es Rabo. What you did was you put things proper, you made things right for the master. The master who did not free him still has half of a slave. He has a half-time slave. However, v'yetz atzmo lo tikantem. This poor Eved, you didn't make things right for him. He has a status, half free, a half a free man, meaning a full-fledged Jewish man, half of him, and the other half of him is an Eved Kanani. Lisa Shifcha Yevshar. He can't marry a fellow Shifcha Kananis, a fellow Gentile who also went through the procedure and became owned by Jews, because Shekfar Chetzio Ben Chorin, part of him is a, half of him is a Jew, is a free man. And that free man slash Jew cannot marry a non-Jewish Shifcha Kananis. Bascharani Efshi, you can't do a Shidduch with a fine Jewish girl, because half of him is an Eved Kanani, and an Eved Kanani can't marry a Jewish girl. Bascharani Efshi, you can't marry a free Jewish girl, Shekfar Chetzio Eved, because half of him is still an Eved. Yibotel, what should he do? Remain celibate? Not get married? No way. That's no way, tzah. The world was created to be fruitful and to multiply. The world was created to reproduce, so that human beings reproduce themselves. Shenemar, as a pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lo sohu v'ra'a, God didn't create the world to be garnished, to be empty. Lo sheves yitzara, He created it to be populated. And if you're going to deprive this Eved from the rights to marry, he will not fulfill the mitzvah of sheves, the mitzvah of populating the world. And he can't marry a Jew, and he can't marry a Shifra Kananis. What is he to do? So you didn't make things right for this Eved. You only made things right for the owner who owns half of him, who can now get a half-time Eved. Hello, but the Shammai says, here's what you got to do. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, for the benefit of society, for the benefit of this poor half-half Eved ben Chorin, kofen es rabo. In my example, I'm the person who refused to free half of him. You're the person who freed his half. So we force me, the owner who initially did not free him, we make him free him. Kofen es rabo. We force the master who still holds half of him as an Eved, v'ose oso ben Chorin. And he must free him. However, the Eved owes the master half of his worth. And therefore, v'kosev shtar al chitzat chatzidom of the Eved writes, half of me, I'm $1,000 Eved. Half of me, $500 worth of me is free. The other half is owned by you. You're freeing me. I owe you $500. I'll pay you over time. All right? Shtar al chatzidom of. V'chazru beis hillel. Lahoros kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai and changed their opinion and ruled mipnei tikkun ha'olam as Beis Shammai taught. So that we have a takana not just for the master, but a takana for the slave himself. Beautiful concept behind this Mishnah. We have finished now lesson number 13.